with LCSD number one, Superintendent Teresa Chalk. Good morning, Superintendent. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you today, Duke?
I'm doing great. Hey, thank you so much for your time and for joining us this morning on the air. And coming down to the final few weeks of another school year, just about in the books.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's been a great school year.
I want to talk about some of the projects up and coming this summer, but first, graduation ceremonies just a few weeks away. And those have been kind of up and different in flux just because of COVID and how those have been done. Is the district kind of returning back to pre-COVID, or are they still doing some things outside? What's the plan for graduations this year?
No, we'll be back to pre-COVID. Our traditional graduation in our main gym will take place just like we did in May of 2019, so we'll be back to normal.
Okay. Well, once school does get out, I know the district has some pretty big projects that are going to impact the upcoming school years. So just walk us through what's happening to the buildings and what's going to be changed.
Right. So Kimmer Elementary, you know, is our elementary school for a number of years. And then for the last few years, we've been K-6 at Canyon Elementary. So our New Frontier High School has been just using a section of that building. We're going to be tearing Kimmer Elementary down and rebuilding a 4,000 square foot alternative high school in that same location. They're actually doing abatement right now. Demolition will happen this summer with construction beginning and a completion date of June of 2023 with starting school there in that fall.
Wow. So it'll be a pretty quick project then, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're hoping for it to be quick, Duke.
Yeah. So June of 2023. So what are the students going to be in the interim for the 2022-23 school year then?
They're still in that. They're in the duplex. I don't know if you remember, but we opened the alternative school in October of 2004. And we have two duplexes. One is for maintenance and the other one BOCES used to be in. And when BOCES moved down to our Burgoon building, we put New Frontier High School. At that time, it was just called Kimmer Alternative School in a duplex. So they've been there in this entire school year because we had to give them the building in April to start abatement. And we didn't want to have to move schools during the school year. So We're just in that duplex, which isn't quite suitable for an alternative school. That's why one reason the state funded us. But the other reason the state funded us was that elementary school has been deemed seismically unsafe, or, you know, does not meet seismic code is what I should say. So we get to tear that building down, which is, you know, happy and sad. There's a lot of people who went to school there. My children went to school there. So there's a lot of memories anytime you tear a building down. But New Frontier students are just in that duplex this current school year and then all of next school year.
Gotcha. Superintendent Teresa Chalk with LCSD number one joining us today. Anything else on that particular project that you wanted to mention this morning?
No, just that we're very excited. The New Frontier building has a much smaller footprint than Kimmer Elementary. So we're hoping to have some outside activities like frisbee golf and a pathway around the building for outside activities for the school and for the community.
Superintendent, while we have you on the air, let's talk about the swimming pool. That's gone through some pretty significant renovations in the last few years. And that's up and running. Is that correct?
Right. The pool, we've been up and running until we just closed about a month ago because we are retiling the bathrooms. When we started that project, as you well know, on a wing and a prayer, we got to save the pool because there was a lot of washout around the pool base, and we had to dig all that out, recompact it, and save the pool. So a lot of the money went just towards saving the pool. And now we are finally getting to do some locker room renovations. So it's been closed for about 4 weeks, and we'll open back up again June 4th with summer swim lessons.
Perfect. Superintendent Teresa Chalk with Lincoln County School District number one. Superintendent, anything else in regards to building and construction remodeling going on over the summer?
Nope, those are our major projects this summer. Would be finishing the pool and then tearing down Kimmer Elementary and starting construction on New Frontier High School.
Excellent. Well, it's also a busy, busy weekend this weekend for the athletics department at Kimmer Junior Senior High School. A chance to host the region track tournament this weekend in Kimmer.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about hosting track. last week, this weekend, the weather looked really good, and it keeps looking a little bit worse, but we're still going to be in the 50s, probably a little windy, but we're very excited about hosting regional track. And, you know, our girls just beat a record. So we're just very excited about having everybody in our community and hoping everything goes well. We still do need workers for that. If you're interested in working, call 877-6991 and talk to Bobby Rudy. It's a huge community event.
Excellent. Well, Superintendent, thank you so much for your time today and joining us on the air. Anything else happening within District 1 that you feel is worth mentioning today?
Well, I would just like to say that we keep getting new students. For us, we're at 647, and that's a all-time high since 2004. So we're excited about the potential growth and people moving to our community, and we welcome anybody who wants to come.
Excellent. That's Superintendent Teresa Chalk with Lincoln County School District number 1. It's all part of the SBI Radio Network.